Welcome to Running, KAKM and KSKA's candidate forum for the 2008 primary election, hosted by Michael Carey.
Good evening, and thank you very much for joining us. Now we're going to move to House District 34. We have one candidate here. His name is John Becker. Welcome, Mr. Becker. You're running against an incumbent, Mike Chenault. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running?
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to appear on KAKM. And a little bit about myself. I'm new to Alaskan politics, but I'm certainly not new to Alaska. I've lived here a good 20 years and learned and grew with family and friends and on the peninsula and the Kenai Peninsula, which I've called home for those 20 years. And I just feel like it's time for change. It's time for some new blood in politics, and I want to offer my services to the public as your representative in Juneau. I want to bring the voice of the people back to Juneau and make sure that the decisions that we're making in Juneau are reflective of the will of the people.
Okay, if elected, what is the first thing the voice of the people is going to do?
Well, I believe the primary things we need to focus on are resolving the economic, fiscal challenges that Alaska is going to face in the very near future, especially since we've become so dependent on our boom and bust economy. We need to look at diversifying Alaska's income streams and try to figure out ways that we can make our energy pool much more diversified as well. Look at alternative uses of energy and other ways of bringing energy to the public.
Okay, what do you make of the corruption scandal?
Well, it's one of the things that has kind of compelled me to run for office, because I want to challenge Plato's paradigm, where he said that there's never going to be a moral or an honest politician, because anyone moral enough and honest enough is never going to be a politician, would never run. And I'd like to challenge that. I think many of us here would like to challenge that today. And I think that good selections in our election process and good candidates, good positive candidates for areas are critical to maintaining a diversified electoral process, as well as making sure that everybody's needs are heard and met.
Okay. Fuel prices are sky high in much of Alaska. As you know, the legislature last year tried to address that through the $1,200 rebate and other legislation. Would you have voted yes or no on that legislation, and why?
Yeah, that's a really tough call. As far as the energy rebate, I probably would have voted for it. And the primary reason I would have voted for it is because there's a large portion of the populace that would like that type of energy rebate. I think there's better ways to use that surplus money, though. I think we need to look at diversifying our energy reserves, look at developing new different pools of energy from tidal to geothermal to wind power, and work on those types of energy relief programs rather than just putting money into the pockets of individuals. However, in the instant case, we probably did the right thing, because it was kind of a hindsight is 2020. Wow, we made a bunch of money. Let's help offset the challenges that we're facing here and now with that extra little bit of money. At least we didn't throw it all at it and into the individuals' pockets, and we're putting a little bit more away for the future, which I think is also important.
Thank you very much, Mr. Becker. Let's now go to your closing statement.
Sure. I'm running for office because I believe that I'm an intelligent, honest, and fair individual. I listen to people. I make myself available via various means. You can visit my website at alaskastatehouse.com. And I welcome you to engage me in conversation, engage me in debate, and I look forward to speaking with each and every one of you and listening to your concerns and bringing your voice to Juneau with me. Thank you.